Today in federal court in Manhattan, the son of police shooting victim Kenneth Chamberlain Sr. filed a $21 million civil rights lawsuit against the city of White Plains and several police officers. The suit cites wrongful death and negligence in the incident last November that began when Chamberlain accidentally set off the life alert monitor in his apartment. Police responding to that alert refused to leave when the alert was canceled. They broke down the door when Chamberlain refused to let them in, then shot him with beanbags and a stun gun before killing him with a police-issued sidearm. The entire incident was recorded on audio tape through the Life Alert monitoring system. Last month, a White Plains grand jury declined to indict Anthony Corelli, the officer who fired the fatal shots. Randolph McLaughlin, the attorney for the Chamberlain family, says the lawsuit lays out several causes of action and asks for a wide range of remedies.
The police officers who entered Mr. Chamberlain's home, broke his door down, taunted him, used racial slurs, and ultimately killed him, that those officers, of course, only one officer fired the weapon, but all were part of the process that led to his death and involved in various aspects of it, that they violated his constitutional rights under the Fourth Amendment, which says you have a right in this country to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. This search and seizure of Mr. Chamberlain was anything but reasonable. So we're seeking a federal damage action. As well, we will be asking the federal judge to issue some broad injunctive relief to see to it that in the future, other African Americans, Latinos, or people who are in need, elderly, senior citizens, folks who have medical conditions, are not faced with the same kind of improper police behavior.
You said in your press release today that there were several steps along the way where the ultimate tragedy could have been averted. What could have kept this from happening? What were the things that the officers should have done in your view?
Here's the most glaring deficiency that these officers on the scene engaged in. Early on in this confrontation, before guns were drawn, before doors were broken down and bullets were flying, Mr. Chamberlain's niece, who lived in the building, came downstairs after being called by her mother, who was one of Mr. Chamberlain's emergency contacts. And she came downstairs, identified herself to the officers who were outside the door. They wouldn't even entertain the possibility that she could have defused the situation. If they had just said, Mr. Chamberlain, your niece is outside. Would you like to speak to her? Mr. Chamberlain's sister from North Carolina was calling the police department to try and get through to her brother, and they made no effort to facilitate that call. The Life Aid company said, we have contact numbers. Do you want to contact these people? Maybe you can resolve the situation. They said, we don't need any mediators. So they refused all offers of help, any intermediaries that could have de-escalated the situation, but they did everything in their power to escalate it.
The grand jury that was charged with investigating Mr. Chamberlain's death did not indict the officer who shot him. Does that in any way interfere with or lessen the chances of success of your lawsuit?
The failure of the grand jury and the district attorney in Westchester County to prosecute these officers, indict these officers, has absolutely no bearing on our case. Our case is a civil case involving different statutes, different laws, different burdens of proof, and our case has been filed in Manhattan. That case was in Westchester. Also, you should know that the U.S. Attorney's Office has met with the representatives of the family and the family itself in connection with our request that they convene an investigation into Mr. Chamberlain's death to determine whether there were federal criminal civil rights violations. And we've also asked the U.S. Attorney's Office to investigate the city of White Plains and examine its patterns of practices in terms of police behavior.
Anthony Corelli, the officer that shot Mr. Chamberlain, has also been implicated in some other claims of abuse. What's his story? What's his history here?
Yes, Mr. Corelli has in fact been charged civilly, federal civil rights case, in connection with his alleged arrest and there were other officers involved in that arrest of two brothers, the Hattar brothers. And they alleged that they were handcuffed and beaten and called racial, ethnic slurs and falsely prosecuted. And Corelli was one of the officers who will stand trial in September based on those allegations. But two other officers, Hart, and Fortrell were also involved in prior civil rights cases that were pending when Mr. Chamberlain was killed.
What is the role that the family is playing in here? What can they do to try to further this?
The family, particularly Ken Chamberlain Jr., has spearheaded this work and I think has been the spokesperson for not only his own family, but for concerned citizens and residents of the city of White Plains. A movement has frankly grown up around this case. Activists from all walks of life, all different races and ethnic groups, have come together and demanded that justice be delivered for this family. So they play a very active role in both the organizing and pushing us in terms of the legal strategies as well.
What will be the course of the lawsuit right now?
Well, the first step was what we took today, which was to file the lawsuit. Next, we'll be serving it on the city and the officers. And then we'll be conducting discovery to obtain documents and taking the depositions and testimony of the officers involved and their supervisors. We expect to take the deposition of the police commissioner himself to find out what he knew, when he knew it, and what did he do after he found out, whatever he might have found out, or what training did he institute for his police officers. We think that this was a tragedy that could have easily been avoided if any degree of professional conduct by the police had been engaged in. In fact, they acted like Keystone Cops, as if there was no one in charge. This case really is about a breakdown in command. There was no one in command or in charge that day. They just felt they could do whatever they wanted to Mr. Chamberlain, and they broke his door down and ultimately took his life.
If you're successful in your lawsuit, will part of the settlement be a stipulation for training for the White Plains Police Department in procedures in situations such as this?
We think that as a part of this lawsuit, we will certainly be seeking not just a stipulation about training, but a complete overhaul of their policies and procedures across the board and the disbandment of the unit that led to his death. Three of the officers, Fortrell, Corelli, and Hart, were members of this special unit called the Neighborhood Conditions Unit, the NCU. And the Neighborhood Conditions Unit operated in White Plains, much like the Street Crimes Unit did in New York City. And that unit led to the death of Amadou Diallo. This unit has led to the death of Kenneth Chamberlain. After a federal lawsuit was filed against the SCU, that unit was eventually disbanded. And we're calling for the disbandment of this unit because we believe they've engaged in a pattern and practice of discriminating against minority group members.
Randolph McLaughlin is the attorney representing Kenneth Chamberlain Jr. in his federal civil rights lawsuit over the death of his father at the hands of police in White Plains, New York.